and the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mine.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. Please email me any questions if you have any at bruce@brucesalin.com, and you can follow me at Bruce Salin on Twitter. Thank you, Neil Diamond, and thank you, Elvis, for that introductory song. Neil Diamond is actually playing at the Greek Theater again in Southern California, and I tried to get tickets, and boom, nothing good was available. I was really disappointed. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Thank you, Bruce.
So I understand, in addition to all the other things that you and I compete with, we now have competing vlogs.
Well, it all depends on whether you accept someone as your competitor.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll accept you. I think you might qualify.
Look, it's a good way to get information out. And we want to talk to the people who are interested in the material, and it's an easy thing to pass on to people, so I think it's a good way to communicate.
I'm sure you're aware, but the new thing being touted in social media is video. And Google is now tagging video and multimedia on a higher level than they used to. So a lot of bloggers and a lot of people with websites are leaping aboard the video craze of the moment. So,
right. Well, listen, back in the 80s when I had a production company, the big thing was video. So hold on to those bell bottoms.
Oh, that's funny. Wayne and I both have a showbiz background, so we often are sharing memories, horror stories, reminiscences, and such. Today's topic is about the risks of opposite-sex friends.
Well, how about the risk of writing a post about it?
Well, I've only had about 45 comments, which is about double what I normally get so far.
I saw that.
And the interesting thing is I expected more men and or women to say I was full of it, that men and women can easily have opposite sex friends, that there's no problems. And yet most of the comments are in agreement. There was one totally angry one in which the guy closes, "Well, you're off my list now of people I read." And I thought to myself, I wrote him back, I said, "Wow, you mean the 300 columns that you read before were okay, but the one that you don't like takes me off your list?"
Well, you know, the difference, you're engaged in this dialogue with folks on the web. I don't engage in the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
I used to before, but there are some very wounded, angry, lost souls out there. And I read that one that you're talking about. And this man will never understand, you know, how wounded he is. And, you know, it has – men – we have generations of men who are highly feminized, and they feel much more comfortable in the company of women because they were raised by women. They didn't have much masculine input into their lives, and they are not even aware of it. But the general – your thesis that men and women are so different and men are thinking much differently – in these relationships with women, played out in a video. I don't have the link, but someone sent it to me. There was I'm not sure whether it was included in someone's response to your post, but there was a video done by some college kids, and they went into the library on campus and asked women this question, you know, can you have these platonic relationships with the boys? All the girls said yes, and all the boys, well, young men, said no. And when they went back and asked these girls some additional questions about what these guys are really thinking,
Wayne, let me interrupt you just for a second. Your headset or whatever you're using is making funny noises. So if you can stop your jumping jacks while we're talking, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I will stop jumping jack. When they went back to the women and said, "Well, do you think that these guys want to have sex with you?" And they said, "Well, yeah." And all of a sudden, you know, the women started acknowledging that, well, yes, I guess I look very differently at these relationships than these other guys. And, you know, it was not a scientific study, but it was funny, and it showed up what I know to be the truth because I've worked with hundreds of men. And I don't know of a man who is honest with himself and others who aren't having those sexual thoughts around women who are even just marginally attractive to them.
Well, that's what I think the guy's name was Martin. I don't remember on my website who was taking, you know, offense that I would dare to even suggest that a man might have carnal thoughts in the presence of a woman. That a man could not control himself, and how dare you, was his response, as you recall.
But he wasn't. See, when men have these wounds and they have these filters on, they don't really hear what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he didn't hear what you said. He took what you said and he turned it a little bit, and he responded to that. The fact is, men can't control themselves in terms of what they do, but just like feelings, you can't control how you feel. You feel how you feel. The question is, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to respond to these feelings that you have? That goes for, you know, just the whole sort of universe of feelings. But in this case, I know a lot of men, and we have discussions in the men's group, and we are very much alike that way.
Do you have any tips or basic advice, which I offer some in my column, about what kind of guidelines there should be for opposite-sex friends when you're in a relationship? Obviously, if you're a single man or woman, the guidelines are much different, and maybe there shouldn't be any. But once you're married or in a monogamous relationship, a heterosexual relationship, I mean, it would apply, I guess, to homosexual relationships too. But so really, in general, when you're in a relationship, what should be the limits? Should there be limits? And what would you say? I mean, I propose some of mine in the column. What would you add or talk
about?
Well,
I sort of stay away from sort of these generalized rules to a degree. But what I would say is it's a very individual thing. You have to ask yourself, if you're married, guys and women, if you're married, and you're spending a lot of time with someone from the opposite sex, you have to ask, what is it that you're getting out of that relationship that you're not getting from your primary relationship? Now, there are a lot of men who are unhappy with their primary relationship because they're not getting enough sex, they're not getting enough attention. Something's not happening that they really would love to get from their wives. And instead of trying to really figure that out and get all the help they need, they get it satisfied to some degree with other women. Now, it may not be sexual, but the sexual tension serves a purpose for them. The attention, the stroking, the flirtation, all that is satisfying something. And so if you're involved with something like that and you ask yourself, what am I not getting, then you have an opportunity to go back to your relationship and get what you want. And now that's difficult to do. Men are very terrified of doing it. They don't know how to go about doing it. They're afraid of their women, all sorts of obstacles. But, you know, like I said, I've been doing this for a long time, and we've had these discussions about men continuing relationships with old girlfriends, and we always ask, why?
Well, that to me is the distinguishing thing. Was there a intimate or sexual relationship that was there? I believe once you are in the marriage, adding new platonic friends is pretty much not a good idea, period. The fact that some may pre-exist your marriage or your relationship is different. And then if you bring it into the relationship publicly, not privately or not secretly, I don't see a large problem as long as it's not a dominant thing your life.
You know, when you start laying down these rules, and even you did this in your post, you know, there are exceptions to it, right?
Of course.
What you know, what's cheating, what's infidelity, everyone has their own definition of it. But there are things that some men can do that can actually benefit their relationship, but their wives don't need to know about it. I'll give an example. You know, there are men, and I participated in this a long time ago. I'm not particularly interested anymore, but going to strip clubs, which is an activity that a lot of men will do. Well, what do you do with that? If you go to a place like that and it charges you up and you go home and do a better job because you take that sexual energy to your wife, is it a good thing or a bad thing? I would say that it's a tool, very much like other sexual aids.
I think you and I should go and do a field trip and see how that affects us.
I'm too old for that. My heart can't take it.
All right. We are out of time, I'm sorry to say.
Man, we were all over the place today.
It was great.
You need to control this better.
I know. Well, I control one thing in my life, what I eat for breakfast. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you, and quickly.
Yes, bettermancoaching.com. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Wayne. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. That's at Bruce Salen. Email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We'll be back with Pastor Drew. It's a little bit.